The legendary Bob Uecker, who passed away today at the age of 90, a guy who knew him as well as anybody in town, is Bill Schroeder, the longtime TV guy for the Milwaukee Brewers. And the talented Schroeder joins us this afternoon. He's been with the team himself, by the way, for 30 years. Hey, Bill, thank you for making some time for us. I know everybody wants a little piece of you today. What will you remember most about Bob Uecker?
Well, just his love for baseball, his love for the Brewers, you know, his love for Milwaukee and Wisconsin. And, you know, I tell you, he was a father figure to me from day one, even when on my first spring training with the Brewers. This was, you know, back in 82. He came up and introduced himself to me, and he said he looks forward to seeing me in a big league uniform down the road. And, you know, gracious. It leaves a big void in all of our hearts, particularly me. It's tough to hear. You know, I knew that, you know, Bob, we all knew that Bob was having some issues, but he didn't know the extent of it. It's sad. I spent a lot of the day today, you know, laughing about some of the stuff that we did together and some of the jokes and some of the stuff that he talked about. And also did a lot of crying, too, because he's going to really be missed by a couple generations of Brewer fans and baseball fans. And he just loved being with the Brewers. The guys loved him like he was part of the team. And it is going to be a very difficult season without Uke this year.
Bill Schroeder joining us on the line. Bill, do you have any great memories of Uecker?
Well, most of my great memories, I never did work with Bob. I never did radio with Bob. He would come over every now and again, and he would do, an inning or two, you know, typically at the end of the season, we'd get his thoughts. And there was never an interview where you didn't sit back and just start laughing out loud. You know, he was just so quick to be funny. And he was such a deep thinker. He knew the game of baseball inside and out. And, a lot of the great stuff and the funny stuff that he would share, not necessarily on air. I mean, so, you know, picture the Milwaukee Brewers back in the day, you know, landing in, you know, Pittsburgh to get ready for a series the next day at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. And you get off the plane, you jump on the bus, and Bob Uecker is in that first seat right behind the driver. And it's like he was ready to go. He was funny. He was making people laugh. He loved every minute of being a radio guy. He shared that with us, too. I mean, he always made a point to remind us how lucky we are to do what we do. We get to cover baseball on a daily basis. Just by watching him around the batting cage and watching him, you know, around the field, in the press box, you know, on the planes, at dinners that he would attend and speak at. I mean, he just loved doing what he was doing. And there's not a guy that put himself out there more than Bob Uecker. Think about all the things that he was able to do. Movies, Johnny Carson, Saturday Night Live, all the stuff, the commercials, the TV shows. I mean, there's a guy, he challenged himself, and he was a big-time winner, you know, in all of that. And, we were so fortunate to have Bob around as long as we did. I knew Bob for 45 years when I started playing, 30 years in the broadcast booth. And it's a hard day. And it's not just for me and the Brewer organization. It's a hard day, not just for baseball fans. It's a hard day for everybody in the state of Wisconsin, if not around the country, because there's not a guy that represented his city, his team, his sport any better than Bob Uecker.
And it's a tough day for a lot of Americans. This was a lead story on ESPN's website all day long, and the great things they said about Bob Uecker. And Bill, he was so talented and had such connections, he could have went anywhere. At his peak, he could have went anywhere, and he chose, like you've chosen, to stay in Milwaukee. What does that say about his character, that he wanted to be here where he first got on the national stage, even once some people said he surpassed being in Milwaukee?
He was loyal. He was a loyal guy. He was loyal to Bud Selig. He was loyal to the city of Milwaukee. He grew up in Milwaukee. He went to Milwaukee Tech, right? in high school. He would never have ever left Milwaukee. And, you know, after his playing days, you know, Bud Selig gave him a job as a scout. That didn't go all that well. I mean, you could Google Bob Uecker, the scout story all the time. You know, a lot of his player evaluations were on the back of a gravy filled napkin and things like that.
No way.
The greatest thing that the Brewers and Bud Selig ever did was put him in the broadcast booth, and look what has happened over the course of all these years. And he's an icon. He's somebody that, I tell you, just talking about him right now, you know, my eyes are welling up, and just gonna miss seeing him. We didn't see him a lot this past summer, but every day that he showed up at the ballpark and he did his best to get himself together and feel good enough to drive to the ballpark and do a game. And you should just see, you know, the players and the broadcasters, the people in the press box. He just lit everybody up. He just made everybody feel good. He was a positive guy. He would never complain about his situation. And Lord knows, I mean, the course of his life, I mean, you can chronicle all the issues that he had, you know, medically, but you would never know it looking at him and listening to him, and he would never want anybody to feel sorry for him. So,
was he funny away from the ballpark?
He was funnier away from the ballpark than he was at the ballpark. Let's just put it that way. he was a classic, and you know, he's going to be missed. I mean, the long list of radio partners that he's had, I've heard from a lot of them. I have heard from, you know, teammates and people today that I haven't heard from in years. Just talking about, you know, sending condolences, and you know, to not just me, but to everybody in Milwaukee and with the organization. It's gonna be a tough thing to overcome. And you know, Bob would want us, you know, to move on and to enjoy our lives and to enjoy Brewers baseball. But it's going to be different. It's never going to be the same.
He is Bill Schroeder, broadcast team for the Milwaukee Brewers. Bill, we really appreciate it. I know this isn't an easy day for you. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Thank you for having me. And like I said, you know, God bless, you know, Bob. God bless his family. And we all just got to hang in there and think of him as we go down the road.
Yes.
Well said.